Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon, and in today's college football preview, we focus on the Division II Westchester University Golden Rams. Westchester went 7-4 last season. They were 4-3 in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference East. Westchester will kick off its 2023 season on the road this Saturday, September 2nd at Bentley. Had the chance to talk with Westchester head coach Bill Zwan and get a feel for the 2023 Golden Rams. So right now you are waist-deep in preparations for your opener on Saturday with training camp in the rearview mirror. Did you get everything you hoped to out of it? Get all your questions answered?
Well, I think 95% of them. I think still going into the first game, we have a few young guys, a couple transfer guys who are going to be playing for us for the first time. So until you actually see them in game situations and playing, you're not fully convinced of, how they're going to do. But I think we have a good feel for where we're at as far as all our positions are concerned and who's going to play where and how much playing time and that kind of thing. But you still got to put them all out there in a real game and see how it actually comes out.
As you look at it right now, where do you see the strengths on the roster?
Well, our offensive line, we lost Quentin Durr for the year and that hurts us. But really, we've got four guys who started pretty much every game for us last year. And then Trey Wells will fill in for Quentin, and he started a couple of games and played a lot last year for us. So experience there, which you love as a coach, have an offensive line experience. The quarterback position, Cooper Jordan and Ethan Kohler both started a bunch of for us last year as true freshmen. They've both had great springs and really good camps. So Cooper will be the starter and play most of the game. Ethan will play some. But we got really returners who made a lot of, we learned a lot last year as true freshmen. So that position feels pretty good. Our wide receiver position, we picked up a couple of transfer kids, one in the spring, Jonathan Haynes, who's going to start for us. Another one here in the fall, Julian Jordan, who's going to start for us. And then Mike Gray will be a backup. So that position feels pretty good right now. And then on the defensive side, we picked up a couple of transfer secondary kids. So that really makes our secondary position better. So I think, and our kicker, Sean Henry, he's been a great kicker for us. He's going to do the punting also. He's an all-league caliber player. So they're probably the spots where we feel most comfortable at.
What was your biggest question coming into camp?
So we're changing a little bit defensively. We're going to a three-man front. So I guess the linebacker position there, because of the fact that we lost Jackson Taylor in the transfer portal. So really filling that middle linebacker position, we didn't have the definitive guy. Connor Noble has kind of stepped up and become that guy for us. And Connor transferred to us. He played at Temple, Downingtown kid, whose dad actually coached with us for a few years. So he's got a good football knowledge, and he's had a really good camp. So I think that's probably the one spot that we were pleased that we were able to fill because of losing Jackson. So that was the question mark. The linebacker position was a question mark. I feel much better about that today. Our secondary has kind of been off and on, especially at the safety position, but adding a couple of transfer kids there has kind of solidified that. So I think those two question marks going in have been answered, I think. And again, you got to wait till the game starts and you see how it goes, but I feel better about those two positions.
You have referenced transfers both in the positive and in the negative. And we were talking a little bit before we started. It sounds like it really is a whole new world as far as roster construction and roster maintenance now, and it's just changed so much with the portal.
You know, Matt, it really has. It's changed completely for us. We were very careful with transfers in the past, but now every kid's in the transfer portal. So it's not like you're saying, hey, this is a bad kid, had a bad experience, and he's just looking to get out of someplace. It's just kids who want to play, and they're good kids. They're just not getting playing time at different levels. And, you know, you still have to do your investigative piece as far as, you know, the past history of the guys. But there's so many more like legit good kids in the portal that you can tap into. And truthfully, as I mentioned to you, we lost three really good players, like three of our best players to the portal. Yeah, they've all moved up a level, and hopefully it's going to work out great for them. And we were frustrated with the portal at first. And then we said, look, we can't just sit here and let people take our players. We got to go get players. So we got into the portal and got some kids. So it is the way it's going to be from now on. It's, you know, the way I look at it is a lot of seniors in high school now are going to get recruited less. There's not going to be as many opportunities for them, because truthfully, if I need a D tackle, I'm going to look in a portal first. And if there's somebody, a D tackle there, I can go get, and the transfer portal, I'll probably take that D tackle over somebody who's going to be a freshman with the idea that the transfer kid can play for me right away. So everybody's kind of looking at it that way now. It's sign of the times. I don't know if it's good. I think it's good for the student athlete, to be honest. If they're not happy somewhere, they're not stuck. They can go try somewhere else. So to a certain extent, I think it is good, but it's different. You know, I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but it's definitely different. So we need to jump in on the times.
How long does it usually take you year to year to really get a good feel for what you have, what your team is capable of, what they've kind of got down deep? You know, is it something that you can come into the opener, or are we talking maybe even as deep as midseason before you've kind of had that internal conversation? Okay, this is what we are.
Yeah, I think you always are evaluating and rating your team from spring practice on. You know, you come out of spring, you say, okay, we may need help at this position. And that's kind of what we did and looked at some transfers for those positions. Then you come out of camp saying, okay, you know what? We could be a good team. We got to stay healthy. Everybody does. Everybody has to stay healthy. And then you got to kind of see how some guys fit. So, you know, like we're going to have probably four or five transfers playing for us. They look good in camp, but how do they react in a real game? And so it does take you probably to like the third or fourth game to say, you know what? I think we got something special here, or we need more work in these particular areas. You know, we've got three tough teams to start our season out with. So I think at the end of those three games, I'm going to have a pretty good feel for where we're at. But, you know, you go in with these, you know, everybody has their thoughts right at the beginning of the season. Hey, this is where I think we're going to be, and I think we're going to be good. And then three more games from now, I'll probably know yes or no whether or not we actually are going to be good. But I think probably by the third or fourth game, you know.
Anything surprise you this camp coming into this? You know, you've talked about, you know, transfers and, you know, one injury on the offensive line, but is there a position, a player, somebody that maybe you didn't think was going to be a factor this year, but has kind of forced themselves into a conversation with how they've played?
You know what? The one thing, Matt, that I'm going to say it surprised me a little bit. When you add the older transfer kids, they know how to practice. You know, they're coming from D1 programs. A lot is expected out of them at practice every day. So I think the one thing that kind of caught me off guard is how quickly they transition. And then also, you know, they practice every day. You know, the bumps and bruises don't bother them. They just know, hey, I got to practice today. I want to play. So I'm going to practice. And it kind of brings your other kids around where they say, man, these guys, they never miss practice and they practice hard. So it kind of makes your other kids practice hard and not want to miss practice. So I think kind of the whole attitude that the transfer kids brought to us, I think, was probably so much more of a positive than I was expecting. In the past, when you took transfers, you never really knew. Now I feel like it's a completely different story. And that definitely was a positive in camp. Watching those guys kind of set the tone from a practice standpoint has been a real positive.
That will do it for our look at the Westchester University Golden Rams. Many thanks to head coach Bill Zwan for taking the time to talk. Westchester's opener on Saturday on the road against Bentley will be a 1 p.m. kickoff. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.